Sahar Kalam Paraki Kimma Mishna Dala, my great fashion nit la kappa tmea, mipnesha he kakornis, dibirabi me. My great for the shovel that is used to shovel out ash from an oven. And if the kappa broke off, the shovel part broke off, and all that is left is a handle. It's still tmea because that handle, which is made out of metal, could be used as a cornice, as a mallet, according to Rabbi Meir. And this migrafa, even before the shovel part broke off, was sometimes used as a mallet to break up some of the larger cauls in the oven. So now, even though the copper broke off and all that is left is a handle, since that handle can still be used as a mallet, it's still considered a kli, and it's makabotum, according to Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim disagree. They say that this migrafa is tall once the copper broke off, even though it still could be used as a mallet, since before the copper broke off, it was mostly used as a shovel, not as a mallet. Only once in a while was used as a mallet. So now that the shovel part broke off, it's no longer considered a kli. Megeira shenitlu shineha achas mibintayim tohira. A saw that every other tooth has broken off. It's torn. It's no longer considered a kli, since it no longer could be used as a saw. But if every other tooth broke off, but there is a shear of a mali asir, which is the amount of the index finger, could be pulled away from the middle finger. And in that shear, it has every tooth, none of the teeth broke off in that shear. In such a case, it's still tumea. It's still makabel tuma. Since the mali asid, it has every tooth, it still could be used as a saw. Hama'atze baha isma. An axe and a scalpel on isma is used to mala tinuk. Baha mafsolid, a plank, is used for smoothing out wood. Baha makdech and a drill, shenifkamu, tumea. Any of these kalim that the blade chipped, it's still tumea, it still could be used for the purpose that it was intended. But if the metal reinforcement of the blade was broken off, in such a case, the tar no longer could be used. And these kalim, if the blade is not reinforced, it would not do the job that it was intended to do, so therefore when the reinforcement breaks off, it's no longer makabotum. Any of the above-mentioned kalim that broke into two parts is still tameh. Both parts are still right to be used for what it was intended to do, so therefore both parts are makabotum. Chutz min ha-makdach, with the exception of a drill. And the drill that's nechlak l'shnayim, that's split into two, no longer could be used as a drill, and therefore is no longer makabel tumah. But ha-reikni b'fnei atma tahira, a reikni is a wooden piece that holds the blade in the masolet, in the plane that is used for smoothing out wood. Now, if the blade disconnects from the wooden piece that holds it, that wooden piece would not be makabel tumah. It's tar, the wooden piece is not good for anything. It only has a purpose when the metal blade is attached to it, and then it's used for smoothing out wood. Mesachas Kalim Parakit Gimel Mishnah Hey Machat Shenito Chavira O Uksa Tahir. A needle on which the eye of the needle or the point of the needle broke off, it's tar. It no longer could be used as a needle, so therefore it's no longer makabel tuma. In Hitkina Lemituach Tmea. But if after the needle or the eye broke off, you reshape the needle to be used for mituach, meaning that weavers take needles and they put it on the edge of the beged that they are weaving in order to stretch out the beged. And such a needle does not need a point or an eye, so therefore, if you are mitaken it to be used for mituach, even though it doesn't have a point or an eye, it's makabel tuma. Shasakayin shenito harira tmea mipnei shehu kosev ba. A needle that is used by sakayin, that's a very large needle that people that weave sackcloth use. And this needle, even if the hull broke off, it's still tame, because you can write with it. And this needle, since it's quite large, they use it also to write on wax tablets. And even before the eye broke off, it was sometimes used for this purpose. And therefore, even after the eye broke off, it's still makabel tumah because it still could be used to write on wax tablets. Nito uksa tahira. But if the point broke off from this large needle that Sakan used, it's no longer makabel tumah, it's tar, because even to write on a wax tablet is no longer good for, since it doesn't have a point. Shamituach benkach ubenkach tamea. But a needle that is used by weavers to put it on the edge of the bag in order to stretch the bag in. Such a needle, whether it lost its eye or its point, is still makabel tuma, as such a needle does not need an eye or a point to be used for the purpose that it was intended. Macha shehalasa chaluda. In my kevet is a tvira tahira. Mehem lav tamea. A needle that didn't break, but became rusty. If it's so rusty that it does not allow you to sew with it, in such a case it's tar. If it's so rusty that when you sew with it, some of the rust comes off on the baguette, the needle no longer is right to be used to sew with, so therefore it's not a kli and it's tar. But if not, meaning to say, if it's not so rusty and it still could be used for sewing, it's tmeah, it's makabel tumah, it's still considered a kli, since you can still use it for sewing. See, neira shepashta tahira. a tweezers that was flattened out. And the tweezers is bent over. And somebody flattened out the tweezers so it's now one long piece. It's tar, it's no longer makabel tuma, and no longer could be used as a tweezers. Kafafa chazra l'tumasa. But if after he flattened it out, he went ahead and rebent it, in such a case, it would go back to being makabel tuma. Now that he rebent it, it's considered a kli and it's makabel tuma.